KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Over the next several weeks, you're going to hear a lot of candidates for local positions vying for seats as challengers or incumbents in our election, which is on November 8th. We have one of them in studio now to talk to us about the race for the city treasurer. Anne McGraw is here with us this morning, the challenger this year. How are you, Anne?
Great. How are you?
I'm well. Nice to have you in studio. This is a really interesting election year for a variety of reasons, of course. And the city treasurer race is kind of interesting as well, because the incumbent has held the seat for 17 years and never been challenged. Is that correct?
Yes, she was elected. She was actually appointed 17 years ago after Susan Morse retired, and she's never been challenged in 17 years.
Right. And we'll talk a lot this morning about who you are and your history and your involvement in the community. But why don't we start with 17 years into a certain person's term? Why did you decide now you're going to run for city treasurer?
Well, I've been active in a lot of financial parts of the community. I was on the finance committee for St. Catherine's School for a few years. I was on the I'm the treasurer of the women's club, and I started my career in banking at 18. My experience in banking has been investments, human resources, a lot of different areas of banking. And now I have a bookkeeping business that I've had for 18 years in town. And this treasurer position is basically an extension of what I already do in my own business. And so I felt like I could be a good candidate for the position.
Right. And then do you want to touch a little bit on what you feel the treasurer's responsibilities are in Laguna, what's being done now, and what you would do differently if you had the seat?
Yes. The treasurer position is basically, it's a lot of banking. It's also a TOT tax review. It's the investment. It's the steward of the funds for the city, which has a $100 million portfolio right now. But that said, it's also works really well with the Department of Finance. It's a really kind of a hand-in-hand thing. And we've got an awesome Department of Finance with 6 full-time people. So back to the reason why I'm running and what I would do differently is I would really utilize the resources that we already have. The position's been expanded to something that it was really never meant to be. And so I'd like to bring it back to where it's supposed to be, which will save the citizens and the taxpayers of Laguna Beach a lot of money.
Right.
Right now, the position's costing, you know, close to $150,000 a year, and it's a part-time elected position. So I think it's ridiculous.
So are you saying that if you had the position, you wouldn't ask to be paid that much?
No. And actually, the salary is set by the city council. So, you know, it's not just that it's become so much because of the 17 years, but, you know, year after year, the current treasurer continually asks for the position to be full-time. And it's not a full-time position. It just doesn't warrant that kind of time. So that's another reason why I'm running, is to kind of get it back to where it belongs. But no, that salary would not be attached to my...
So not only do you think you can do it as an extension, as a part-time job to everything else that you do, you wouldn't require taxpayer dollars to pay you as much as it's paying now. Am I summarizing that correctly?
You know, yeah, you are, but there's also kind of a little bit more to it. There's a lot of like dues and subscriptions and travel expenses and things like that that are attached to it now that wouldn't be the case for me. I have my own business as well.
Sure. Great. Well, again, Anne McGraw's in studio. We're talking about the race for city treasurer here in Laguna Beach. Let's talk a little bit about you. What's your history in Laguna? How long have you been here? What's your family like? All that sort of stuff. Your bio, if you will.
Okay. I came to Laguna Beach in 1991 to open up a bank it was actually Laguna Bank, and it was being taken over by Orange National. So they hired me as the operations manager. So that brought me to town. I met my husband, Bob McGraw. He was a customer at the bank. We got married in 1999, and I have a daughter who's 16. My niece, Claire, also lives with us, and they go to Laguna Beach High, both of them. I am very involved in the community. Like I said, I'm the treasurer of the Women's Club, and that is an awesome part of my life.
Yeah.
I've got clients in town. All my clients are local. And I really enjoy being a part of the community. It's just a special place to be. And I think that, you know, being treasurer would really kind of like wrap it all up for me here in town.
Yeah. You know, I've hit on a lot of bank tellers, but it's never worked out. So props to your husband, by the way. Because,
at least I can find out how much money he had.
Right, exactly. And maybe that's why it never works out for him. They can just look at the bank account. And so are there other ways when you're treasurer that you want to get even more involved in the community? Are there other things you want to step into? Or do you feel that you're already kind of doing that?
I think part of the treasurer position is like an open door policy, you know, allowing people to, you know, really know what's happening with their money. And I think that, like, you know, kind of, I'd really like to bring, you know, more of a reporting to the community. In other words, you know, there's just like a basic report that's done every month on the investments. Mm-hmm. But I think bringing something more detailed on a monthly basis would, you know, really help people understand how the money's being invested.
So does Laguna, the city of Laguna, have a decent amount of income from investments each year? Is it?
It's really restricted what you can invest in. A lot of the portfolios, like CDs and, you know, mm-hmm. Right now I think the return is like 1.17 or something like that. But there are better ways to invest the money. Like the water districts, they're actually doing better than we are. So yes, I would definitely look at the way the money's being invested. And, you know, yes, it's a different cash flow, but, you know, we get money like 2 times a year from property taxes that, managed properly, you know, that's huge income to the city.
Right. And yeah, the city has what, an $11 million general operating budget? Something like that?
It's 87 million is the operating budget.
Maybe I'm thinking they had 11 million extra this year. I think
that's what I was thinking. Yeah, I think the budget last year for the current 2-year term was 87 million.
Right. Okay. Yeah. It's a lot of money too. Yeah. Hopefully managed correctly.
Yeah.
Well, the city treasurer seat, like we mentioned, is being challenged this year for the first time in 17 years. It's a 4-year term. So whoever's elected will hold it for 4 years. And Ann did kindly remind us it is an elected position. It's not a full-time position or shouldn't be, in your opinion. You can vote on this on November 8th, just like everything else. Absentee ballots go out in the mail today.
Yes.
And people can still register to vote at sos.ca.gov. And when voting for the treasurer, it's the page right after the city council in the local portion of the election. Is there anything else we want to touch on about you or why you're running or anything?
Well, the one thing I want to touch on is, you know, doing some research, a little over 9,000 people in Laguna Beach vote.
Really?
Out of our 23,000 citizens. So I think the big thing is get out there and vote. You know, have an opinion. Be heard, because it's very important. You know, a lot of people think about, you know, local government and they all have opinions and stuff like that. But if you don't get out there and vote, it can't be heard. So my big thing is, you know, no matter what, get out there and vote.
Don't you feel like this year more than ever we're going to see an uptick in that in voting?
You know, it's funny because I kind of thought we might see a downtake because people just don't know what to do, so they might not vote.
Right.
But even if you feel that way, vote local.
Sure.
Because it's important.
Yeah, absolutely. That's arguably even more important than the presidential vote because, you know, you're one of millions in that in California, but here you're at one of 9,000 people. That's a huge deal.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, if we can get, you know, all 23,000 of our citizens out there to vote, that would be awesome. You know?
Yeah, agreed. Well, again, November 8th, that's voting day, sos.ca.gov for more info or to register. Ann McGraw running for city treasurer this year. Thank you very much for telling us about your platform and you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll have this podcast online for on-demand listening at kx93.5.com.